Hi, everybody. I'm Gerald Bonner, Managing Partner of Crowley & Chaos. We help companies understand that their key market differentiator is their human potential and how to realize this. And one of the key ways that companies have to do this is by recruiting better and smarter. And one of the challenges that are entering the market in today's world is the salary history question due to new legislation and new issues around that part of the interviewing process. With me today is Will Barfield of Barfield Revenue Consulting, and he and I are going to talk to you a little bit about the salary history question and how to eliminate that from the interviewing process and simplify it so that you can get on to bigger and better things during the interviewing process. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, please welcome Will Barfield.
Thank you very much, Gerald. Great to be here.
Great. So, Will, just tell us real quickly what Will Barfield Consulting, Revenue Consulting does and what its position in the market is.
Yeah, so I'll get into that. And again, thank you for the opportunity in the audience. This is a very important topic and it's difficult to navigate. So we need to help people as much as we can. I've been in sales for 21 years. For that entire span of that career, I've sold into and consulted with human resource professionals. I've spent the last 15 years in the staffing and recruiting business in personnel. I spent the last 14 years also recruiting. So not only, you know, selling a solution, a people solution, but recruiting as well and helping fulfill open needs. My wife and I started Barfield Revenue Consulting 2 years ago, branching off from my former employer. And now it's she and I and a team of consultants, and we help companies with revenue-related hires, so sales, marketing, et cetera. But throughout my history and still today, we also help companies with lots of white-collar hiring needs up and down the spectrum from entry-level to executive across many different industry disciplines. And that just has to do with the fact that I've been in the business for so many years, have a lot of connections, and get a lot of requests for assistance. So although our business is a bit segmented into revenue-related roles, I've got expertise that spans across several different types of jobs at multiple levels and you know, can help you with this topic today.
Okay, great. Thank you, Will. So the first question I have is, please tell the audience a little bit about how the evolution of the salary and compensation question has evolved over the last 10 years and where is it today?
Well, it's a great question. You know, and when I first started recruiting, it was no big deal for me very early in the phone call to be talking to someone or if it was an in-person interview and say, well, you know, what did you make last year and what are you used to bringing home? And, you know, what do we need to talk about with regard to, you know, your salary needs and potential for this new job that you're considering? And didn't even think anything of it. The person I was asking didn't think anything of it either. And we have an open dialogue about it. And, you know, in the last several months to year-ish, it's become very relevant that this be a topic that we all review the way we handle it, because of some legislation that started in, you know, California and New York that are certainly more of our more aggressive and forward-thinking states in the U.S. around how you ask that question, what you can and can't say, and how you need to make sure that you aren't in any way, shape, or form, you know, impacting someone's candidacy for a role or putting them in a potentially uncomfortable situation where they don't have, you know, the opportunity to have a fair shake at the right level of compensation for the role they're pursuing. So in the old days, right, the old days, it was, well, tell me what you made. Companies would even ask me to collect W-2s and show me what Gerald's made the last 3 years. And, you know, that's just not appropriate anymore.
Wow. Okay, so now that we're in this situation, what changes are you seeing in the interviewing process that is driving this new trend? You already mentioned legislation, and I've also heard from people in my network that part of the reason is to ensure that there's equal pay across gender and ethnicities. So what changes are we seeing in the market now?
Well, you know, I'm not an HR professional, but I, you know, network with many of them, and I serve many of them as a vendor. And, you know, as past president for Raleigh Metro Society for Human Resource Management, I'm a very active volunteer in the HR realm. And what I learned at some events, what I've read in some newsletters and some things that were coming through, and what other HR pros were talking to me about, particularly those who deal with a lot of external recruiters and staffing vendors, were, it was more of kind of an elbow in the ribs. Like, hey, you know, just make sure that you're thinking about this. It's not necessarily legislation or law or rule yet in North Carolina, but we need to be cautious. You know, you and I are talking to people all over the country. And many times I'm talking to people from California or New York who are moving here. And just because it's not necessarily in place in North Carolina doesn't mean I don't need to know what's going on around the U.S. and be thoughtful and cautious. But I've changed the way that I ascertain the income information or the salary goal information that, you know, someone either A, is going to deliver to me, that candidate, and or B, that the hiring manager or the company I'm working for is trying to figure out so that they can make the appropriate offer. I mean, in that exchange, the goal is we want to make a fair offer to the right candidate, and it's hard to do that without having some financial calibration. But you got to change the way that you engage with that human being and that you acquire that information. So what I'm doing is, instead of saying, Gerald, what'd you make last 3 years? I will say right off the bat, this, you know, it's irrelevant to me what you've made in the last couple of years income-wise. What do you believe your fair market value is based on what you know? And where do you really need to be with this next opportunity? So I try to make it about fair market value so that they get an opportunity to say, well, you know, based on my research and what my peers are making and some salary studies I've done, and what companies appear to be paying in this market for my level of experience, I think my market value is X, and that's what I need to make. Or, you know, I think my market value is this, but I'd really, if I'm going to leave this job, I don't want to make a lateral move. I want to make X. Or my wife and I, or my husband and I, or my partner and I have had a conversation and really believe that as long as I'm in a range from here to here, that I'm getting fair market value and I'm meeting my financial obligations at home.
Okay, well, that's really good information, and that's really good for candidates to understand that. All right, great.
Well, those were some great tips, Will. I'm sure the audience will be able to use those to help having a better recruiting process and a better candidate experience. I'm Gerald Bonner, Managing Partner of Crowley & Chaos, and I've been talking to Will Barfield of Barfield Revenue Consulting about the salary history question. Thanks for listening, and come back soon.